It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ in studio with you here today as you get into the workday. Christine joins me from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Topic today is something that I know we've talked about before, but not a lot as of recently, respite care, which for people that don't really know what that means, it's an opportunity for the common caregiver, right, to get a break with respite care from Freedom Home Care. I'm having a hard time spitting that all out, but I think I got it right, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's that primary caregiver, probably a family member, a friend of a loved one that's really taken it upon themselves to care for somebody. And, you know, I think that it's amazing when people step up and they do that, but it is so important for them to remember that they need to take care of themselves as well. We oftentimes will see primary caregivers that their own health begins to decline because of that physical and emotional exhaustion of caring for somebody else.
So is there an opportunity then, obviously, with respite care for that person to get a break, but it's not necessarily a full-time break. It's just maybe just an occasional break, or maybe I need to go and do something. I'm going to be gone for a couple days and someone fills in.
Absolutely. So respite can look, you know, a number of different ways. You might have home care come in and give you a break once a week. Let's just say you have one day a week where you get out of the house and you run some errands, go have coffee, you know, whatever you need to do to feel refreshed, go for a walk. Otherwise, there's other times when, you know, maybe you need to be gone for a weekend. Maybe there's a family event or you just want to go on a vacation. We had an example a year or two back where we had a gentleman caring for his wife and he wanted to take vacation. So we planned to be there for that respite for that week. But then we also did some visits leading up to it so his wife would be comfortable with having that caregiver in the home.
That's nice.
So, yeah, you know, we try to really make it work for people. But it's so important to schedule time for your own care needs.
I was going to ask you, do people feel guilty at all about that? And then you guys have to kind of come in and say there's no reason to feel guilty about it. But I imagine they do, especially if they're a family member.
People do feel guilty, you know, but when their own health is compromised, you know, they're not going to their own doctor's appointments. They're not getting exercise. Maybe they're not eating as well as they could because they're so focused on caring for that loved one. And, you know, there's a lot to say about just your mental health and just, you know, getting a refresh there so that you can have a good positive attitude when you come back after your breather.
Yeah. So I had a good quick little chat with Chris Meem kind of about the ability for you guys to really customize care for somebody, mm-hmm. whether it is this once a week type thing or it's something a little more long term, which is great. So if somebody listening right now is thinking, all right, maybe that does fit into what I could use, what our needs are here as far as respite care goes. How do we set up an appointment with you or how do we sit down and talk with you about exactly how it's going to work and the best way to go about it?
Yeah, so there's what we typically do is we'll set up an in-home assessment, but we always welcome people. If you want to come into the office and have a conversation first, that's just fine too. But that free in-home assessment gives us an opportunity to really visit with you, find out about your needs, find out about your loved one's needs, work with you on a schedule that works for you guys. Because like you say, it's customizable. Not everybody has the same schedule. Not everybody has the same services. We really try to tailor it to your needs.
All right. So I know there's a website with a lot of useful resources. We'll grab that site from you and then a phone number that we can call to get in touch.
Sure. So it's freedomhomecarellc.com for the website, freedomhomecarellc.com. And then that phone number is 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME.
All right. Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care on Minnesota 93. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.